Grown-up themes ahead. Intimacy, desire, and the vulnerable bits. Not for younger readers. Read gently at your own pace. So begins a new book, a collection of short nonfiction stories covering everything from asexuality to polyamory. It's out this week, not coincidentally, just in time for Valentine's Day. Here to talk about Pillow Talk, real people, real stories, real awkward, is co-editor Heather Hendry. Easy question to get us going. What inspired this book, and what is the goal exactly?
Well, all credit goes to the co-editor, Angelina Jimenez, who approached me about a year ago and said, hey, you're writing anthologies on taboo topics. The one we've got to do is about sex. So buckle up. And I found it edgy. I wasn't quite ready, but she led the charge, and here we are.
Now, in your introduction, you write, sex isn't a bad word. Eroticism isn't sinful. But we are conditioned to believe that they are. Why are these subjects so difficult to broach even now, even in 2026?
I know it's a really interesting question. And in my day job as a clinical counselor, there's certain taboo areas that we kind of ignore to our detriment. And something I read a long time ago was that cultures tend to choose swear words that circle around the most taboo topics of that culture. So interestingly, my partner's from Quebec. The swear words in Quebec, if you will notice, all circle around the church and religion. And then in English-speaking North America, for the most part, our swear words have to do with bodily functions and sex. So why is that? I couldn't tell you. There's just certain rules that we've come up with as a culture about what we talk about, what we don't, what's permissible, what isn't. And again, I would suggest that that's to our detriment.
Were there any stories that were deemed too racy for the book or had to be toned down? Where do you draw the line with something like this? Because some of these stories get pretty out there.
Great question. So nothing too racy, nothing too taboo for Awfully Hilarious. Absolutely not. And there were some stories, for example, about sexual exploration happening in other countries that might have been dangerous to the participants if they were published as is. And so there were names changed, locations changed in order to protect people in zones where these conversations are so taboo, it could result in quite significant punishment. So that's the only thing we did there. We really don't censor or leave anything off the page. That's why I love the content warning that you spoke to, is that we invite people in gently, but to take care of themselves through the process. And they might find something pretty juicy on those pages. And I mean, for example, Jeffrey Graves, amazing story about his experience. I think he was in elementary school with a very, very shy, uncomfortable sex ed teacher, and kind of what unfolded there. So some of them are also, I'd say, quite PG, but you'd proceed with caution. It's not necessarily the thing you'd buy for your kids.
Now, you say one of the best ways of undermining harmful narratives is through storytelling and humor. Is there an example of a story in the book in particular that does a good job of busting down those harmful myths and stereotypes?
You know, I think they all do that in their different ways. And they cross like quite diverse subject areas. So each one, like, for example, as I was mentioning Claire Losey's story, what she's really naming around the experience, the difficulty around conception, fertility, infertility. There's some really excellent work. Kate Heskett has an excellent story called Pineapples in the Snow, about an exploration, a joyful, playful exploration in polyamory up in Whistler. And that's really an edgy zone, and really, really excited to publish it because there's so little conversation about that at the moment in the mainstream. So that's one that stands out to me, actually. If we were just to pick one, I'd probably speak to Pineapples in the Snow.
Yeah, that one was particularly racy, yes. Who is this book for, and what do you hope the reader gets out of it?
Yeah, it's for everyone, and we specifically published it around Valentine's Day because we're hoping to normalize sexuality, pleasure, eroticism, desire as a really important part of who we are as alive and human. And what we hope that people get out of it is an experience of feeling seen, connected, validated in their own experience. Or maybe they'll be exposed to an experience that is new to them, but they start to gain a little bit of insight, excitement, understanding.
The name of the book is Pillow Talk, Real People, Real Stories, Real Awkward. It's available from Tidewater Press. My thanks to co-editor Heather Hendry.
Thanks so much, John. Great to be here.